Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, April 7th. What to know about the latest COVID-19 hotspots in the U.S., how almost all American adults will be eligible for a vaccine this month, and why the idea of vaccine passports has now become a hot-button issue. Plus, the new city hosting the MLB's All-Star Game, a growing number of billionaires getting even richer, an industry that has almost too many job openings that hiring can't keep up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. At this stage in the coronavirus pandemic, it looks like progress depends on where in the U.S. you live. Over the last week, nearly half of the new COVID-19 cases came from just five states: New York, Michigan, Florida, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. The spike has been especially bad in Michigan. The seven-day average of daily cases is now more than double what it was 2 weeks ago, and hospitalizations are three times higher than they were a month ago. Meanwhile, states like California and Texas that have much larger populations are now reporting fewer than half the number of new cases each day compared to Michigan. And that's even though a higher percentage of Michigan's population has been fully vaccinated. So what's going on here? Well, data from the lab testing company Helix shows cases are going up in places where newer strains of COVID-19 are becoming dominant. In Michigan, about 70% of all new cases are the strain of COVID-19 that was first found in the UK and is considered more contagious. Even though vaccines are supposed to work against that strain as well, some public health experts say at least 70% of the population will need to get their shots to really control the spread. And speaking of vaccines, remember how President Biden was asking states to make all adults eligible for vaccines by May 1st? Well, now the supplies are coming in even faster than expected. So the Biden administration moved up that date by almost 2 weeks. It's now Monday, April 19th. Of course, that doesn't mean everyone will be able to actually get their shots on that day, but it does mean more people should be able to start booking their appointments or at least be eligible to check for availability. That's already the case in most states right now. Hawaii and Oregon are the only states that are not already planning to open up eligibility to all adults by that April 19th deadline. For now, they've scheduled for May 1st. To check the eligibility where you live, we posted a link in today's episode notes. The idea of so-called vaccine passports has sparked a new debate in the U.S. Texas became the second state after Florida to ban any government policies that would force people to prove they've been vaccinated. And governors of other states like Mississippi and Nebraska have said they don't like that idea either. Remember, the term vaccine passports is being used to refer to digital or paper documents that show people have received their COVID-19 shots. And sometimes they can give vaccinated people special privileges. For example, there's the new Excelsior Pass in New York. Nothing there is required by the government, but the state is allowing certain sports and entertainment venues to use the digital system if they want to only allow vaccinated people inside. And a lot of other businesses are on board with this. They think customers might feel safer coming back and spending their money if they know everyone else there has been vaccinated too. But the governors of Florida and Texas say people should not feel forced to get a vaccine or to show anyone their private health information. For now, at least, legal experts tell the New York Times there's nothing illegal about vaccine passports, at least not on a federal level. So in other words, there will still be places like private businesses who choose to turn people away if they're not vaccinated. In fact, universities like Rutgers, Brown, and Cornell have said all students will have to prove they've been vaccinated to attend in-person college this fall. And this week in Florida, the Miami Heat became the first team in the NBA to open special vaccinated-only fan sections. They'll just be relying on the CDC vaccination cards to see proof. A quick update for you. It's now official. Arkansas is the first state to ban gender transition treatment for minors. Even though the state's governor vetoed the bill, lawmakers there were able to outvote him, so it became law anyway. It means transgender kids and teens are not allowed to get certain treatments like hormone therapy or surgery meant to affirm their gender anywhere in Arkansas. And doctors are not allowed to refer patients anywhere else for those kinds of procedures or treatments. It also means anyone under 18 who's already getting treatment will now have to stop or go to another state. Supporters of this new ban say children just are not able to comprehend the long-term implications of that kind of medical care. But critics say those decisions should be up to their parents and doctors. The ACLU does plan to challenge the Arkansas ban in court, while some other states are thinking about passing similar laws. The world economy could bounce back even sooner than expected. That's according to a new outlook from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. The global lending agency says it now expects the economy to grow by 6% this year alone. If that really happens, it would be the fastest expansion in IMF records dating back to 1980. And it'll put the world in an even better spot than it was before the pandemic started. The IMF credits in part the trillions in relief money the U.S. Congress has passed. Other governments and central banks around the world have also poured trillions of dollars into the global economy. And the IMF cites the vaccine rollout now moving faster than ever. Still, the outlook varies country to country because of longstanding inequalities around the world, and vaccine distribution has been unequal as well. The IMF says economies in India, China, and the U.S. are expected to grow the most. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Native. Self-care is a two-way street. There's you and there's the products you use. And that's why you deserve a brand that puts the same care into their products that you put into yourself, like Native. I love that Native Deodorant's ingredients list is simple and you can pronounce everything on it. Plus, they have options. Native has a line of sensitive deodorants for people with baking soda sensitivities. They have plastic-free deodorants if you're trying to cut down on your plastic consumption. And there's even an unscented option if you're all about your natural scent. I personally love a bunch of their scents, including some of my go-tos, coconut and vanilla and lavender and rose. But there's always something new to try with rotating seasonal scents. Plus, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or using the promo code newsworthy at checkout. And you can get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to the news. There's another vaccine showing promising early results right now. And no, this one is not for COVID-19. It's for HIV, which of course can lead to AIDS, which is still a leading cause of death worldwide, especially in lower income countries. Scientists have been trying to develop an HIV vaccine for more than 30 years now with no luck. But things could be changing. This new potential vaccine works by creating antibodies that could boost a person's immune system against many kinds of HIV strains and mutations. And early data from a recent clinical trial shows this vaccine seems to be doing just that in 97% of people who got it. Still, it does need to be tested in larger studies. And by the way, researchers are also talking about using the same technology used to make the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines to make another possible HIV vaccine. But they haven't gotten started on that one just yet. Stay tuned. Major League Baseball now says the All-Star Game in July is moving to Denver. Colorado officials say the event is expected to bring in as much as $100 million in revenue for Denver and its surrounding areas as fans gather for the big game. Denver had put in a bid to host a future All-Star Game, so city officials already had plans in place for how to handle the logistics. Remember, the MLB had originally planned to hold this year's game in Atlanta, but the league decided to move it out of Georgia to protest the state's new voting regulations. While some other companies and Democrats have showed their support for the move, saying Georgia's new law makes it harder for people to vote and have their voices heard, critics include prominent Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He slammed the MLB's decision. This week, McConnell accused the MLB and other companies of using what he calls economic blackmail to influence public policy and said corporations should stay out of politics. So how would you feel about taking your Starbucks cup back to the store so it could be washed and used again? The coffee giant is testing out this system at 5 stores in the Seattle area right now. The idea is it might help the chain reduce waste that ends up in landfills. Starbucks says it distributes about 6 billion cups globally each year, and it wants to bring that number down. So here's how the Borrow a Cup program works for now. Customers ask for a reusable cup and pay a $1 deposit for it. Participating stores have kiosks set up for customers to drop off their reusable cups. Once a cup is returned, customers can get their dollar back and 10 rewards points. The cups get professionally sanitized with commercial dishwashing equipment, then returned to circulation in 24 hours. In Seattle, the Borrow a Cup pilot program lasts through the end of May. There are now more billionaires in the world than ever before. Forbes released its 35th annual billionaires list this week. The media company says the number of people on the list exploded over the past year, with a new person reaching billionaire status every 17 hours. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos tops the list with an estimated net worth of about $177 billion. Rounding out the top five are Tesla CEO Elon Musk, luxury retailer Bernard Arnault, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Overall, there are now nearly 2,800 billionaires in the world, including nearly 500 new billionaires. They include Whitney Wolf Herd, who's in charge of the dating app Bumble, as well as reality star and businesswoman Kim Kardashian. A Forbes exec told Reuters, while the coronavirus pandemic was bad for the economy as a whole, the opposite was actually true for the world's wealthy. He says, quote, "The very, very rich got very, very richer." And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is made possible thanks to Lightstream. If you're interested in paying less interest on your credit card balances, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. So that's lower than the average credit card interest rate. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. In fact, many lenders have application or processing fees, but with Lightstream, there are simply no fees. So if you're interested in learning more about this, you can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to see a rate table and a quick calculator, even before you're asked to put in any personal information. Plus, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy, LightStream.com/newsworthy, lightstream.com/newsworthy. It is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. The restaurant industry is going on a hiring spree. Last month, more than 176,000 people started new jobs at restaurants and bars. But now that more restrictions are lifted and people are starting to feel more comfortable visiting restaurants and bars again, a lot more positions are still open. As a whole, the restaurant industry still has 1.2 million fewer workers than it did at the same time last year. So businesses are short-staffed and employees are working extra shifts. The CEO of the company that owns chains like Johnny Rockets and Fatburger explained the problem to Reuters. He said many workers who were let go at the peak of the pandemic ended up finding jobs in different industries and aren't coming back to restaurant work. And fast food chains are especially feeling the crunch. McDonald's and Taco Bell are getting creative as they look for thousands more workers, like holding drive-through hiring events. In fact, Taco Bell is planning to hire as many as 5,000 workers in one day, 2 weeks from today, with parking lot interviews at nearly 2,000 stores around the country. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show with your friends and family. And a special thanks to those who leave 5-star reviews in their podcast app. We always appreciate that and love reading why you love to listen. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.